Explore the tropics at Whole Foods Market through April 16th. Save on juicy finds like yellow mangoes at 5 for $5 with Prime. Sweet Dacopan citrus is back, just $3.49 per pound with Prime. Plus, save on seasonal favorites like dragon fruit, kiwi, pineapple, and more. In the meat department, pick up animal welfare certified meats with tropical-inspired marinades. And be sure to try the spicy Hawaiian pizza, back for a limited time. Only at Whole Foods Market.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, here we go on a Friday, ready for another wild and unpredictable NFL weekend. It's the Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. It was last weekend hard to top, almost impossible to duplicate. There'll be half the games. Hopefully, it won't just be half the excitement, because I was exhausted after last weekend. I needed a week to recover from those games. Joy Taylor is joining me. Oh,
we're in the home stretch.
We are.
It's kind of crazy to think it's almost the end of the football season. It went fast this year.
It did. That's because it was good.
Yes.
Good vacations go fast. Good vacations go fast. You know, I didn't get caught up too much into it yesterday, but there was a lot of debate over Jimmy Garoppolo and how good he is, and some people criticizing him, some people defending him. What I'm about to say, I don't know if women think about it like this, but I can just say this is how I think about it. If I vacation with very few people. Very few people I'm willing to go somewhere with for 4 or 5 days. And it really comes down to, are you a good hang? Are you needy? Is it all about you? Are you secure in yourself? Can I hang out with you for 5 days? Because you know Uncle Colin's picking up the check. Can I hang with you? Are you tedious? And here's what I would say about Jimmy Garoppolo, and I've heard this from people in the building. He's a good hang. He's a good hang. Years ago, I used to work with somebody who played with Aaron Rodgers. He was asked once about him privately, and he said, "Great talent, bad hang." Forget the fact that since Jimmy arrived, when he starts games for the Niners, they're 35-15. And when he doesn't, the other Niner quarterbacks are 7-19. And when they lose, they often get rolled. But he reminds me of those Marvel movies. I know they're not great cinema. I know they won't win Oscars. And I know the critics and Hollywood's elite snub their nose at Marvel movies. But they always make me feel good when I walk out of the theater. They make old people like me feel young, go back to your childhood and comic books, and they make young people laugh. How do they make you feel? I know that Nomadland is what the real artist community embraced. But it was sad and depressing. People pooping in buckets. I didn't leave the theater in a good mood. Jimmy G makes people feel good. He's a guy's guy. Think about this. Tom Brady has had 20 quarterbacks in his career backing him up. Only one he wanted out of the building. Garoppolo made Tom Brady a little insecure. He's a guy's guy. People like him. Dudes like him. George Kittle was talking about him this week, and he talked about Jimmy G.
He's been incredible. He's been fantastic every single day this year, you know, as a leader, as a quarterback, as a captain on this team. He's, like I said, he shows up, he's consistent every single day. He leads his team. He doesn't worry about the outside world. All he does is worry about, you know, his job is playing quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers.
He doesn't worry about the outside world. Aaron Rodgers is obsessed about it. Obsessed how he's being treated. Jimmy doesn't care, man. Jimmy's good looking. Jimmy's cool. Jimmy wins. Jimmy's rich. He's a guy's guy. And the analytic people often forget this. There's a feel to football. It can't just be about your arm and your talent. If so, then Aaron Rodgers wouldn't be 11-10, and he wouldn't keep losing games at home as a favorite to inferior quarterbacks. Aaron got tight and dink and dunk. He's not a good hang. He's not. Jimmy Garoppolo's fun to be around. He makes you feel better in crisis. I've said this about Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins is a good quarterback. Man, he shrinks. Derek Carr is a good quarterback. He doesn't. Derek Carr's got limitations. I never feel like he shrinks in a big spot. Kirk Cousins has limitations. I feel like he shrinks all the time. I don't know if Jimmy G wins this weekend. I don't know. But there is something about this game that's amazing. There is a feel to it. Sean McVay talks about Matt Stafford all the time. It's not about his arm. It's not about his experience. He said he's just got an emotional intelligence about him. It's called the feel. You know, Nick Wright was on earlier this week talking about Patrick Mahomes and how he smiles at the end of games and how his heart rate goes up when he's on the sidelines, not in the game. Analytics can't tell you about that. How are you in crisis? How do your teammates relate to you? And I've said this about Jimmy G. He's a foxhole guy. He's a baller. Aaron's more talented, but you wouldn't trust him in crisis. He wouldn't trust you, and he's a Baylor. So there's got to be something to this game beyond just, wow, he's big, he's strong. There is a feel to it. And Jimmy is absolutely limited. But I watched him out-duel Joe Burrow down the stretch this year and Matt Stafford in the second half this year and Kyler Murray in a big spot this year and Aaron Rodgers at Lambeau. And I know analytically he's a dud. But there's not a feel to it when you go to Vegas with the guys. If there was no feel to it, you'd just take the guys with the most money that would buy all the stuff. But when you're picking guys to go within a camping trip, or you're picking guys to go whitewater rafting with, or picking guys to go to Vegas with, or going down to Miami with, you're trying to get guys that are kind of fun to be around. They're not needy. They're not obsessed with crap. You can just kind of hang, and they don't get offended by stuff. And, you know, if they may drink a little too much, you got to reel them in. But if you screw up, they'll be there for you. Garoppolo and Aaron Rodgers are literally the opposite guy. Who's playing this week and who's not? Feel matters. So Troy Aikman was talking on a podcast, media podcast, about Joe Burrow. And Troy Aikman works at our network, and Joe Burrow doesn't. And he's not going to work on TV for a long time. He's going to win in football games. And Troy Aikman talked about it. Joe Burrow.
Obviously a great player. But what I love is he's got the edge to him. He's got this competitive edge and confidence that I think is important in order to be the quarterback that you need to be in order to win it all. I love the way he answers the questions, but I have loved watching him play and his game.
And once again, it's the intangibles, not the tangibles. There's a lot he loves about him. Here's where Joe Burrow is bad for some people in football. He's bad for Tua. He's bad for Justin Fields. He's bad for Daniel Jones. Because when you're able to overcome all these obstacles, great creates clarity. Bengals have the cheapest owners in the league. It's a tough division. Zach Taylor was 625-1 before he got there. He's got a bad O-line. He's coming off a brutal injury. Here we are, year two, AFC Championship. That creates clarity for Daniel Jones. Well, you know, Daniel Jones, if I have to hear this again, well, you know, the Giants didn't do everything they could. Win games, I'm over it. Year three, get better. I don't want to hear about it. Well, I mean, Tua has had this quarterback win more games, be better in crisis. Jalen Hurts, next year's year three. You got to the playoffs. I want more improvement. Justin Fields, year two. Don't want to hear about it. Trevor Lawrence, get better. Zach Wilson, year two. Win more games. Cincinnati has been a mess. They were a mess 20 years ago. They were a mess 10 years ago. Mostly, they were a mess the day before he arrived. Obstacles everywhere. Now, I mean, Justin Herbert was really good day one, too. But the Chargers have a good roster. They had to fix their offensive line, but they have a good roster. They'd have recent success with Phillip Rivers. I mean, Cincinnati was just a mess. All these obstacles, ownership issues, didn't know if the coach could coach, bad offensive line, Steelers and the Ravens in division, the Browns roster in division, year two, AFC Championship. That is not good news for Zach Wilson. It may not be good news for Justin Fields or Trevor Lawrence. It's not great for Tua or Jalen Hurts. Win, now, not interested. I'm not interested in hearing about Daniel Jones' struggles. It's the NFC East. It stinks. You got enough good players. You got Kenny Golladay and Darius Slayton. And you went and spent a lot of money on Adoree Jackson. You have another. You got Leonard Williams. Saquon Barkley's not what he used to be. You got Evan Ingram. You got enough guys. Go win. Bad division. I don't want to hear it. I mean, Joe Burrow's getting sacked 9 times on the road for a franchise that has not had a lot of big road playoff wins, like, I don't know, ever. He pulled it out. So that's where Justin Fields. I mean, even Carson Palmer, as great as he is in Cincinnati, said, okay, I give up. I got to get out of here. I can't. That's where guys like Joe Burrow, Sean McVay did the same thing. When Sean McVay put a lot of pressure on other coaches, he walked into the league. They literally could not get first downs with Jared Goff. Jeff Fisher out, Jared Goff in. And Jared Goff is out-dueling, like, you know, Mahomes on Monday Night Football. Year later, playoffs. What? That puts you on the clock as a coach. Nobody wants to hear the excuses. Year two, coach, win games. Year two, quarterback, win games. That's where he's bad for football. The rest, he's great for it. We got so many things here today. So Sean Payton was talking yesterday. It was a bad day for Mike McCarthy yesterday, and he didn't even talk. You know you may have made a really bad decision as a football coach when you had a bad day and you didn't say anything. We'll talk about that coming up.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. eBay Motors is here for the ride. You know what I remember about my first car? Is that the moment I got it, I wanted to improve it. Because like most 16-year-old kids, you don't exactly get a luxury automobile. So you look at it, you go, well, I need to add some speakers. I need to tint out the windows. I need to make this thing the coolest car possible so I can cruise around town with all my buddies, waving at the babes, and enjoy myself. So my favorite part of car culture when I was young was definitely the subwoofers in the back of the car. And we built the boxes from scratch, had multiple 12-inch subs, and you could hear me coming from a long, long way away. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I said this last week. I think Mike McCarthy's a little bit of a con. Nothing against him, but you ever, when you had a book report, not really read the book, you read the cliff notes, and then you stood up in front of the class and you tried to BS everybody that you read the book, but you only read the cliff notes, and you're trying to kind of like, well, then he went over there and did that, and she did that in the book, and then they all survived, and you just, all you really did was the cliff notes. You didn't really read the book. I kind of feel like Andy Reid, Sean Payton, the really smart guys, they read the book. Bill Belichick, good with details. And I kind of feel like Mike McCarthy's kind of making crap up. You know, he read the cliff notes, knows enough to get at least a C. But Mike McCarthy was talking about that quarterback drop. Remember when he said this right after all of us, the avalanche of dismay over how the Cowboys season ended, 14 seconds, no timeouts. Friend, the ally to a coach would be the sidelines. They do a quarterback drop the middle. There's confusion where the ball is. And Mike McCarthy doubled down the next day that it was the right way to do it.
The center can spot the ball. The receiver can spot the ball. So the fact that, you know, the opinion of you can't spot the ball is not correct. So the center can spot the ball. Our guys are trained to spot the ball exactly how the referee spots the ball. You put the tip on the inside edge of the hash. You know, obviously the umpire has to come in. All he has to do is touch it.
Okay. Sean Payton, who when he came to the Saints, his first 7 or 8 years in the league, he was number one in offense, number one, number one, number four, number two, number one, number one. Here's what he says about that late game Cowboy situation.
They're trying to get in touchdown range, and they ran a draw. We typically would throw a pass and down. Ultimately, I think two more steps for Dak. He's got to slide a little quicker. He's up. Ball has to go to the umpire. Then let's go. We can never hand the ball to the center.
Mm-hmm. Who do you believe? One guy read the book. One guy read the cliff notes. Jerry Jones doubled down today. We're keeping Mike McCarthy. All right, but there'll be no more Super Bowls. Because I watched football last weekend. Four situational walk-offs. Like, situational football was everything last weekend. It's everything every divisional round and every conference championship weekend. And the Rams and Niners is going to be close, and Kansas City and Cincinnati is probably going to be close, and all four games last week were close, and so those seconds count. Mike McCarthy's just making stuff up. He got the cliff notes. He's got some information. He's already acknowledged, admitted that he just made crap up to get the job. His words, not mine. A lot of cliff notes going on with the Cowboys. Joy with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, the Rams have not had success against the Niners recently, and they'll have to get their first win against their division rival since 2018 to advance to the Super Bowl. But Aaron Donald is not letting the past performances affect his mindset heading into the NFC Championship.
This is a different type of football here that's going on, you know, this week. You know, this is one game away from the Super Bowl against an opponent that we used to. We know what to expect. We just got to play four quarters. We got to find a way to finish. So, obviously, yeah, they beat us in ways. I'm not going to sit here and talk about it, but they did this week. My mindset is there's no way we're going to lose this game. You know, we got to play four quarters. We got to find a way to finish, and I know we're going to do that.
I'm so intrigued by this game.
I know.
Like, I'm excited for Chiefs, Bengals, but this game is so interesting to me. You can even hear in the way that he is speaking, like, he's irritated that they keep finding ways to beat them.
Well, and a lot of things have worked in the Rams. They've gotten some breaks. So Robert Woods got hurt. That was really bad. But since then, they picked up Von Miller. He gets better every game. OBJ's been a great fit. Cam Akers came back. They're really healthy. And remember, Stafford's new here, so you're getting more games with it. So there is a certain institutional momentum right now the Rams have. That's not to say San Francisco's not playing great. But there are certain times you kind of feel like last week, I still can't get over Green Bay lost. I could see the Rams losing here. It would not shock me. But there is a momentum with this organization right now. It just, every one of their moves is paying off.
It does. It does feel like they have the momentum. And San Francisco has some little bit of injury issues. Trent Williams didn't practice on Thursday. Kyle Shanahan says he thinks he'll be ready to play on Sunday. Elijah Mitchell and Jeff Wilson were also limited, and Jimmy G and Ambry Thomas were full participants, so that's good news. So they are a little banged up. It does feel like San Francisco's just kind of hawing their way to the finish, but we've seen how it goes with these two teams, and that's why it's so intriguing to me. The Rams are favored by 3.5, according to Fox Bet, but this is going to be a great one, and because there's all this conversation about Jimmy G and the critics of Jimmy G, and is he capable? I just love it. I love listening to Aaron Donald talk about it, because you can tell it's just like it's a frustration thing. You know, asking Sean McVay, is Kyle Shanahan in his head? It's wonderful.
There is an Alabama, Georgia feel to it, though. Like Nick Saban,
but matchups also make fights.
Yes, and you can tell these two great coaches, two great defensive fronts. Like when Saban lost to Kirby Smart, he came over and smiled. We never see Nick. Like there is a real respect between the two organizations, because so many people in the Rams are friends with people in the Niners and vice versa. There's a lot of connectivity with these two organizations, not just the fact they're in the same division.
And they're two, you know, West Coast teams. There's a lot of the same sensibilities in the cities.
Yes.
I just can't wait for this. So we were just discussing Mike McCarthy, and it seemed like he was on the hot seat after a disastrous end to the Cowboys season, but he has been assured that he will return for the 2022 season, and Jerry Jones denied that McCarthy's job was ever in jeopardy.
The thing I want to clear up is that the idea of Mike twisting in the wind just wasn't the case at all. We were sitting there trying to keep Dan Quinn and trying to maintain continuity on our coaching staff.
Nothing's changing, Dallas.
So, I mean, again, you'll be fine, but I can't take you seriously as a Super Bowl team with this clock management coach and with a lot of the Cliff Notes version of football. Can't.
Well, I'm a bit torn, because I don't like the idea of turning over coaches, but I do think that there's certain every situation is not the same, right? Like, you can't just put a blanket statement over everything that you shouldn't fire coaches. If there's dysfunction, or if your team is clearly being held back by coaching, when you look at the way that the season ended, 14 penalties and that play call
and chaos
and
on the
really
sidelines,
like, taking aside that play call, that performance overall in the game. Like, we boil it down to that one final play. They shouldn't even have been in the game. It was some mistakes that even allowed them to climb back into the game.
I go back to the successful fake punt and the utter chaos on their sidelines. It looked like high school football. They succeeded at a fake punt, and they tried to induce a delay of game, and they did for themselves.
Yeah, it was total anarchy. And nobody, like, I was just looking around, like, what is happening? Like, why is everyone freaking out? Do they mean to do that? Like, did the punter just go rogue? Like, what's happening here? The good news is, though, they are going to keep Dan Quinn, who was the assistant coach of the year, according to Pro Football Writers. They did improve in some areas. Their offense went from 17th in points per game and 14th in yards per game to first in points per game and second in yards per game. Obviously, the defense vastly improved, 7th in points per game and 19th in yards allowed per game, which was improved from 23rd the year before. The offensive line was 27th in 2020 as number one ranked offensive line, according to Pro Football Focus, in 2021. So it's not like they didn't improve year to year. And obviously, the situations were different with Dak coming back. It was also a COVID year. Fine. There's lots of reasons. But when you look around the league and you're seeing what everyone dealt with, which is essentially the same circumstances, and the outcomes being as different as they are, and the talent that the Cowboys have, and the way that the season ended,
listen,
it just feels like you're hitting a wall.
Is coaching better today in the NFL than 10 years ago? Absolutely. There's just a lot of McVays and Shanahans, and there's a lot of really good young coaches out there, like any industry, that where there's a lot of money. It doesn't matter if it's tech. It doesn't matter if it's entertainment. There's more talent in my business than ever. There's more talent in tech. There's more talent in football coaching than ever. Not everybody's going to age well, right? Like Pete Carroll, I don't think he has grasped some of these defensive coaches have not grasped what's happening to football.
Right.
And I was talking to a general manager about that this week. He said, coaches over 45, they just can't wrap their brains around some of this analytic stuff. And he goes, you know, we have a different analytics package every week. It's not the same if we're facing Mike Glennon as Joe Burrow. And I do think, like Mike McCarthy, it's a very old school way of thinking. And you have to keep up in very lucrative professions. You got to keep up in media. You got to keep up in tech. You got to keep up in football because the money is so attractive to people. I mean, there are people in pro sports now, GMs, baseball, they majored in business. And they just like baseball. And baseball's got Ivy League guys running front offices because there's so much money and fun in it. And so the quality of coaching is really good. So that doesn't mean Mike McCarthy is incompetent. But is he really a Cliff Notes guy? Or is he really down in the trenches with analytics and the numbers? And I just feel like he feels outdated. Not incompetent, but outdated in crisis football, and we saw it multiple times.
The world has changed, and everything is more efficient now.
Yes.
Everything is faster. Everything is more available. You have more access. You have more information. So that blunt, rub some ice on it, power through, get your hand in the dirt, that stuff doesn't work anymore. You can't bang on the VCR to get it to work. The entire whatever this technology is will cease to exist if you smack it. You can't hit the side of the TV. It's just a different world now. Everything is smaller and faster and sleeker.
Yep.
And it's also, like everything else, transferred over to sports. Now, that's not to say in a big moment it doesn't just take a guy making a play. But everything that you have to do has to be efficient enough to get you into that situation.
Yeah.
This is why we are constantly having the conversation about defensive coaches as head coaches and the pressure that is now on them to hire head coach level offensive coordinators if that's the direction that you're going to go with your franchise. So to me, I'm just with you. I'm going to believe it when I see it. Yeah. I bought into it with the Cowboys several times. Yeah. I'm not going to be made to be a liar again. You're sticking with the same thing? Fine. You're not a Super Bowl contender. You're going to win your division, likely.
Yeah.
Maybe a playoff game. But to get to the next level, operating at a higher level than the Cowboys are.
Yeah, we're not saying it's incompetent.
No.
But what we're saying is situational football now is so smart that you're going to keep butting your head in these moments. We saw it like four times this year. You're like, they are so bad with clock management.
But there's just too much. The penalties, situational football, the decisions at the end of the game, the fact that the entire game was a disaster until you got to that point, you had to struggle just to be able to have an opportunity to win. Like, who's to say even if they pulled that playoff, they would have won?
Yeah.
Like, it just, it's too much. So the starters for the 2022 NBA All-Star Game have been announced. In the West, we have LeBron, Nikola Jokic, Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah, I love that.
Steph Curry and Ja Morant. And in the East, it'll be Kevin Durant, Giannis, Joel Embiid, Trae Young, and DeMar DeRozan.
Can I speak on behalf of Andrew Wiggins?
Yes, you may.
Because I tell my kids this all the time. The first job will never be the best. The third job you get may stink. Is that you put your head down, you work hard, you'll eventually find it. You'll find the space. Andrew Wiggins came into this league and was asked to be a dominating one. It's not his personality. He's a very good basketball player. But T-Wolves don't have a history of developing players like the Warriors do. So he goes to the Warriors. The expectations are lower. He was thought of as a trade piece. He puts a lot of effort into it. He's coachable, amenable to make changes. The Warriors are about as good as anybody in this sport. They are a little bit like the Spurs were for about a 15-20-year stretch. Spurs are still good at this, at developing players. Spurs do a great job to develop players. And the Warriors are excellent at developing players. And Wiggins finds his perfect spot where he needs somebody on him. He needs coaching. He's not really a one. Sometimes he's not a two. But on any given night, you look up and he can drop 30 points on you. And it's a great example of keep your head up, work hard. The first place you land is often not the best.
Be a little flexible.
And he is an all-star, a very good piece. And my, I mean, when he got there, on this show, I said multiple times, he'll be a great trade piece. And I felt that after the first year. And here we are now after a couple years, and he deserves a lot of credit. Because a lot of guys, a lot of people in life, if the first thing doesn't go right, they get down on themselves.
And it was a little rocky there for a second. Remember, yeah. He didn't want to get vaccinated. And
it doesn't matter if he's starting or not. The story is one of development and patience and determination.
And flexibility being a team player.
It's a great story. It's not that he saved his career. He was doing well. But it's a great story of be coachable. Don't get your head down. Your first job is not always your best, and I love the story.
Well, the All-Star Reserves, who will be selected by the coaches in both conferences, will be unveiled on Thursday. LeBron and Durant will then pick their respective teams. Durant will reportedly not play because he's going to continue his rehab, but LeBron and Durant got the most votes in each conference, so they will be the team captains.
Yeah. Joy of the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Peter King before the end of the hour. I'll make my picks for the conference championship games at the top. So it looks like the very latest on the Raiders is Josh McDaniels. It's the number two. He's the offensive coordinator for the Patriots. He is going to get the Raiders job, and he's going to bring an executive with the Patriots with him. And this is interesting. First of all, he's an offensive coach. I'm a big fan of that. But we now have seven failures, documented failures, of great assistance from Belichick going to the NFL and trying to be a head coach. There are currently zero Belichick assistants that are currently head coaches in the league. Mike Vrabel doesn't count. He was a player, not a coach for him. Bill O'Brien is the one success, and he's currently out of work in the NFL. Why? Because he tried to do a power play and become the general manager, sort of like Brian Flores. Tried to do a power play, sort of like Josh McDaniels in Denver. Tried to do a power play. I've seen this over and over again, and this goes back to one of my theories, is that proximity to genius doesn't equal genius. If I work for 5 or 6 years next to literally a genius, and then I leave, I don't get to take his IQ with me. But if I work for 7 or 8 years with a great mentor or teacher, Andy Reid, and I leave, I can take a lot of those gifts with me. And I'm not saying Andy's less intelligent than Belichick, although Bill is, you know, mom spoke 7 languages, pretty bright dude. But there is a reason where Andy Reid's guys either succeed, or even if they don't, Doug Peterson won a Super Bowl, Matt Nagy to the playoffs, it's often a toxic relationship. GM, coach, Doug Peterson and Matt Nagy are absolutely good enough to coach. One got to the playoffs with Mitch Trubisky. One won a Super Bowl with Nick Foles. Those are the, quote, failures. There's a lot of success with Andy Reid's coaching tree, Mike Holmgren's coaching tree. You notice that? Like teachers. Andy Reid's a teacher. Bill's just super smart. And if you look at the New England choices, generally they lack interpersonal skills. They're not great communicators. And what they do is they come into an organization, and I just have proof over and over and over again, they come into an organization and they kind of have Bill's chip and Bill's rigidity without the resume. And it's not great. So Josh McDaniels, not saying he wouldn't work. I think that offense, those pieces, Derek Carr, Hunter Renfrow, Josh Jacobs, Colton Miller, Darren Waller, it's a lot of nice pieces there. But this goes back to something I've said before. Proximity to genius, you can't take it with you. If you work with a super, you can work with Elon Musk. I could work with Elon Musk for 20 years. The minute I leave the building, I can't take any Elon Musk. I don't have his brains. But if I work with somebody who maybe isn't as smart, but he's a great mentor and as a patient teacher, I can take a lot of that stuff. And we'll see. It's beyond a trend now. I've got multiple, but Matt Patricia, Josh McDaniels, Bill O'Brien, a lot of power plays, Brian Flores, a lot of rigidity, Joe Judge, my way. I mean, Joe Judge had guys running around the track like a high school coach. It keeps failing over and over and over. I'm not so sure the interim guy that they have right now isn't the guy. I don't know, but I don't want to hear that interim guys don't work. I showed you last week and the week before. There's a bunch of bums that were interim coaches and a lot of winners. Marty Schottenheimer was an interim coach. You can go down the list of a lot of successful interim coaches. Then there's guys like Mike Tyson, Wayne Fonts, who weren't great, weren't terrible. They were 500. Wayne Fonts was 500 for the Lions. That feels like success. All right, Peter King is around the corner.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet 5. That's it, $5 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. eBay Motors is here for the ride. You know what I remember about my first car? Is that the moment I got it, I wanted to improve it. Because like most 16-year-old kids, you don't exactly get a luxury automobile. So you look at it, you go, well, I need to add some speakers. I need to tint out the windows. I need to make this thing the coolest car possible so I can cruise around town with all my buddies, waving at the babes, and enjoy myself. So my favorite part of car culture when I was young was definitely the subwoofers in the back of the car. And we built the boxes from scratch, had multiple 12-inch subs, and you could hear me coming from a long, long way away. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
By the way, I got a great Baker Mayfield story, top of the hour. It's a very nice story about Baker. He was very kind last night. He's in Los Angeles. He got rehabbed. He's hanging out in a place I used to live. He was at a restaurant of a dear friend of mine. Baker, let's just say this, had a crazy night last night. A crazy, crazy night last night. And he's safe. He's fine. He's good. He was wonderful. But I got to be fair. If I'm going to be critical of people, I also have to be fair and kind when they're very good people. So I'll tell you a story at the top of the hour. I just got off the phone with my friend. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. So Peter King, who's not crazy, joining us. Football Morning in America, NBCSports.com. You know, it's funny. Tom Brady said yesterday or Monday on the Jim Gray podcast, he said, you know, I'm satisfied with the year. And he went into these talks, and I thought, boy, when's the last time Tom said that with a home playoff loss? He was satisfied with the year. And I said this earlier this week. I did notice something post-Thanksgiving, Peter, that was interesting. Multiple times, Tom said things like, everybody's got to be responsible for themselves. We really have to be focused. It's really important that we're buttoned up. And he did it multiple times. And when I watched them play against the Rams, they were out of sorts in that first half. They did not feel ready to play. And I know Bruce Arians has always been kind of a loose guy. But there's something here that feels a little different than the ending of previous Brady seasons. That's my interpretation. How's it land for you?
Well, I mean, I've always thought this, and this is nothing that anybody has told me. It's just always that, look, one of the things that Tom Brady loved about Tampa is that it wasn't New England. You know, it wasn't always like, you know, you do one wrong thing and you're in detention. But there's also the part of Tampa that, you know, let's be honest with you. In New England, Tom Brady always knew there was an adult in the room.
Yeah.
You know, in Belichick. And in Tampa, it's just a looser ship.
Yep.
And so part of that is great for Brady, you know, that you don't really feel the pressure and the real tight reins around you. But on the other hand, sometimes I think he misses that. I think he misses, you know, the fact that there is one guy who is absolutely in control of everything.
Yes.
And I think you saw late last year and, you know, where Brady got a little bit more involved in the offense, a little bit more involved in sort of the organization of things. And so that might be what you're seeing, Colin, and it wouldn't surprise me if that is a part of his decision. But I honestly think that the biggest part of his decision is going to be his family.
Yeah.
And I think part of this is that he wants to see a month or so from now how much he misses it.
Yeah.
And whether he does miss it.
Yeah.
And if he really, really misses it, I think he'll play again. I do not think that he has made up his mind about whether he's coming back. Absolutely. All these people looking for the reading of the tea leaves, I don't see it.
Yeah.
I know him a little bit. I don't know him well. But in my opinion, he's using the next 6 or so weeks to really figure out whether this is the best thing for him and his family.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think he's made up his mind. Aaron Rodgers has talked retirement in August, retirement in December. He brought it up about a week ago. The old saying in the NFL, you start talking about it. Sean Payton started talking about it a year ago. It's around the corner. I don't know what he's going to do. Don't know him well enough. It was a weird year. I thought he got tight and safe in that playoff game. Now the Broncos hire one of his best friends. If I said to you, start of the season, where is he? I mean, I will say there's a lot of noise, Peter, and there's usually something with noise. there's too many signals out here that the harmony is never perfect in Green Bay. What's your guess happens?
I mean, all it is, Colin, is a guess, and I want to underline that in very bold Sharpie, okay? But my guess is that he's playing for Denver at the start of the season.
Yeah.
And look, you know, Denver has everything that Aaron Rodgers needs right now. Denver has cap room. They've got a coach who's going to cater to what he does best. They've got a very good left tackle, and they're going to have weapons on offense, even if they have to trade one of the weapons to Green Bay in order to get him. They also have the draft capital. You know, if they want to trade, if Green Bay wants, let's say, 2 ones and a really good player, or maybe even 3 ones and a really good player, Denver can do that without denuding the future.
Yeah.
As long as Aaron Rodgers assures them that you're going to give us 3 years. If he does that, I'd give 3 ones and let's say Jerry Jeudy.
Yeah.
You know, and then maybe you do, a tag and trade deal for Devontae Adams, although that might be asking a little bit too much.
No, I think that's very reasonable. I'll say this, Josh McDaniels, we got 2.5 minutes left. Josh McDaniels, Raider rumors. I've got 7 failures leaving Belichick. Andy Reid and Mike Holmgren, more mentory, teachery, as offensive guys have a better coaching tree. Belichick's isn't so grand. I don't know how I feel about this. I got to be honest with you. I thought the interim guy did a good job. How do you feel if Josh McDaniels?
I did too.
Yeah, I thought the players played well situationally. I don't know. What's your gut feeling on this?
The interim guy did a great job, but when Mike Mayock got whacked, the interim guy was probably not going to keep the job.
Yeah.
And I think part of Mark Davis says, give me New England West. Give me Dave Ziegler, the general manager, and give me Josh McDaniels, who's been around Belichick for 100 years, and I'll take my chances. There's no perfect guy. I don't think he wants a Harbaugh. There's no perfect guy out there. And so this is his chance to have the second shot at a guy who 10 years ago screwed it up in Denver, has learned a lot since then. It makes a lot of sense to me, Colin. My gut feeling is that it will happen, but it's definitely not a lock right now.
Yeah, okay. Peter King, NBCSports.com, great stuff. I like his. I feel the same way about Denver as you do. That's exactly how I feel. I would give you 2 firsts and a great player, maybe a second. If Aaron gives me 3 years in the contract, then I'll give you 3 firsts. I'll give you a first for every year he stays. But, no, I think your proposition, by the way,
he's got to give you the assurances, Colin.
Yes.
He's got to give you the assurances that he's not going to wake up on March 1 of 23 and say, you know what, I'm done.
Yeah.
He can't do that or else it's a disaster.
Yep. Great seeing you, Peter. Thank you so much on a Friday.
Thanks, Colin.
You bet. And by the way, I said this yesterday, and Joy and I, she was kind of smirking when I was saying it, because I think it's true. Favre and Rodgers have become the same guy, and you would never think in a million years, and I call it the Green Bay Packer quarterback syndrome, is that you don't have an owner, you don't get free agents, and you kind of feel like when you lose, the deck is stacked against you. You kind of feel like, you know, we don't have that second running back or third receiver, and I do believe Favre and Rodgers at the end started talking retirement, because in the NFL, you're trapped as a player. They can keep franchise tagging you. And it's you know, I always thought Favre's kind of stubborn. And then I watch Aaron do it, and I'm like, well, I don't think Aaron's a stubborn guy. That's not really Aaron's personality. But it's the Packer quarterback syndrome. It's if you don't win, you know, it's a bad division, so you're usually winning it. There's huge expectations, but you don't get guys in the free agent market. You can't go knocking a door to an owner like Stan Kroenke, like Sean McVay did. Sean McVay just literally called Stan Kroenke. We've got to get Stafford. Stan Kroenke told me the story. You don't have that in Green Bay. You got to go to a board, shareholders. That owner thing is why the Rams got Stafford. Stan Kroenke's like, on a tarmac, let's go get him. I mean, it was literally, let's go get him. With multiple suitors, he goes, let's go get him now. Hour two, my Baker story next. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.